This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Conan Gray and I'm hanging out on Ash London Live.
Let's go!
Heather is like totally different and I love that. And I know this isn't a new song for you, but I love that it shows a completely different side and a different sound, and that beautiful vocal is still there, but it is a softer song. So tell me about the decision to put this baby out into the world.
Yeah, well, I mean, so Heather was kind of like a song that I had wanted to write for a really, really long time. And when I was in high school, I had a crush on the same one person in all of high school. And that person did not have a crush on me back at all. Instead, they
had a crush on... Did you know at the time? Were you like, I know I'm never going to get this person? Or were you like holding hope?
No, I was hoping and wishing and praying because they weren't in love with me and they were instead in love with a girl named Heather. And because of that, you know, I was so jealous of Heather. But the truth is Heather was so sweet and so kind and beautiful inside and out. And so I couldn't ever justify like hating her. But it's about that feeling that I'd like was so used to, you know, I'm so used to loving people and them not loving me back. It's kind of a compliment. In the Conan Gray love life, so I had to write a song about it.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Hey, this is Scott.
Hey, I'm James Arthur.
Ash London Live.
You. I miss you. Well, I've never met you, Sagala, so I can't say I miss you. But James, I've met you, so I miss you. And, you know, it's good to see you guys. How are you? Where are you?
I'm in bed.
I can see that. Living your best life. What time is it in the UK, Dale?
It's too early, Ash. I ain't getting out of bed before 10 o'clock, me, to be honest, these days. I'm working from home. I basically get up about 10:30, 11:30, get in the gym, then go in the studio, write a banger, and then repeat. That's pretty much my lockdown.
Well, it is, you know, collaborations are, you know, so much a part, of course, of what you do, Sagala. And, you know, you team up with some of the best vocalists. What was it about old mate Jamesy over here that you were like, yeah, got to get him on there?
Get my hands on some of that action.
Cut me off a piece of that.
I've wanted to work with James for ages, really. Like, I've heard loads of the music he's put out, and obviously his voice is incredible. He seems like a nice sort of down-to-earth guy, which is like, I always want to work with people that I think I can get along with, and you know, we can have a bit of fun while we're making the song, because, you know, that's why we're doing this anyway. I never really felt like I had the right song to sort of present him and do him justice. So I waited until sort of the right thing came along, and we got in touch with each other, and James like loved the song as well, and we sort of worked on it from there.
Imagine if he said, nah, it's shit.
I mean, it's happened.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Hi, this is Kylie Minogue.
Ash London Live.
You worked with Mr. Destination Calabria, Alex Gardino. Like, that's pretty sick. Aussies love this guy, and that track is still on the radio constantly all these years later.
Yeah.
So that's pretty special.
Yeah, well, that one's going to remain a hidden gem because that one's not on the album.
Oh, no.
No, I know. I mean, there's, and he was adorable. It was a really great session. And once you're on a roll and you've got your songs, that's really hard to have to, you know, say which ones make it and which ones don't. So that's hovering around, and I'd love to see it out there one day.
It'll find its place eventually, in 1 year or 10 years or in 50 years, when someone uncovers some hard drive in some old thing that comes out and that it's a number one hit all over the world. Let's just put that into fruition. And yeah, you did mention how things were, of course, a little bit different. And I've heard rumors that you were kind of hauling blankets and doonas or duvets, as you may call it, around trying to get the right vocal.
It was decidedly unglamorous. And I think, as this is Australia, I can say, and you'll know what I mean, some of that was hard yakka. I was like, oh, God. Where's where's the crew that I never ever take for granted? But I was like, how do I do this? Really had to just engage my practical brain and, you know, set up the microphone, put the pop shield, like stuff that now is, I know how to do it, and set up your interface and your cables. But those at the time cables. Where it was just such a weird time anyway. Yeah. And I, being a bit stubborn, I did try and do it all myself, but I also had a couple of real engineers at the end of the line that I could call and say, hey, what do I do? And they were so good with me. They just say, look, we know you got this. You just da-da-da-da-da-da.
So cool.
And like with many things, when someone just tells you what to do, then it's like, oh, okay, got it. Moving on.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast. Want me to forget you?
Okay, forget me too. What up? I'm Machine Gun Kelly.
London Live.
I mean, for anyone like us that grew up loving music, the dream would be to have Travis Barker work with you on anything. What the hell? Do you just look at your life and go, I have nailed this?
Yes. I was just talking about that. I tell my 15-year-old self, like, what would you be thinking right now if I were to tell you, and then just, you know, fill in the blanks with everything that's going on in 2020 with my career. It's like, it's a dream. Like,
so cool.
It's like, it's surreal. It's the thing that makes you believe in magic, you know what I mean? Like something impossible that like really manifested and became tangible.
That's so cool. Does it inspire you to like, I mean, for me, once I hit one career high or I do something that I didn't think was possible, straight away I'm like, cool, what's next? Are you already now like, okay, well, I got Travis. What else can I do for the next album or the next project? Or, you know, like what would the dream be next?
So, I mean, I think the dream is to get back in with Travis, knowing that this formula that we, you know, obviously took a huge chance with, because it's not like guitar music and definitely not pop punk music has not really been in the mainstream of media, at least in America, for the past 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, so we took a big leap with this one. And so I think, like, you know, we're seeing that with what we delivered, that there's like this possibility for a resurgence. So I think just following through and just making that wave as big as possible. But I also, like, I don't have anything to lose at this album. Like, I'm already counted out by people already. Like, it's like this one, I just made one. I wanted to, you know what I mean? So what I'm going to do, I'm speaking my truth. This is like real for me. So
that's awesome.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.